Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend Dr. Dennis Cuddy, who's taught at the university level and worked in the Reagan Department of Education, testified before Congress, has done research for major think tank corporations, but is a wonderful writer. We carry a number of his books that are still in print. But right now, Dennis, we're going to be talking about the Nazi connection. And, of course, there's a series of articles Dr. Cuddy has written. You can find them up on newswithviews.com. That's newswithviews.com. You should go there, get his material, pull it down, or use the references, study it. But let's get right on to the issue at hand. Go ahead, Dennis.
Well, this is part four of that series I've done where the newswithviews.com titled The Power Elite and the Secret Nazi Plan. And before I pick up where I left off last week, I want to just make one note from the previous week, last week, to explain how when something that I tell your listeners is pretty straightforward, they need to reflect on it. So that's why I'm glad you encouraged them to go to the website and download the articles, because there's only so much time and so much space, so that I really just almost give a recounting or a statement of events or what happened, and I don't have a lot of time to explain the ramifications. So in just this one instance before we pick up with where we left off, I want to mention again that Himmler, Heinrich Himmler, head of the SS for the Nazis, was in charge of establishing this underground movement, not at the end of the war. There have been a lot of books and movies and so forth that say, well, once it was clear the Nazis were going to lose, then they started making plans for later. Well, that's it was way before that. It wasn't, you know, after the Battle of Bastogne that it was clear they were going to lose, and they said, oh, you know, maybe we ought to think of the future and something else here. Now, this was early on, and I recounted in a previous conversation with your listeners how the Nazis had a political apparatus. Once the war begins, they start putting their people from the political apparatus into the government military. And what Himmler did was early on, but several years before the military loss, he started backing them out back into the party apparatus and told confidentially Martin Bormann that is what they were going to work for and concentrate on now. Not so much a military victory. They were backing off of, Himmler at least, was backing off of a military victory and looking towards the future and the maintenance of this Nazi principle of national socialism into the future, down the road in a couple of generations. And there was this secret Nazi plan, which was to come to fruition in about two generations, meaning about now. And so what I asked last week was, could this Nazi underground that Himmler started creating early on, not at the end of the war, early on, could that be part of the power elite's plan? And I think it's sort of obvious it is. And so the example I mentioned was, I said, this certainly seems to be the impression one gets when listening to the final statement in the documentary, which was titled Himmler's Castle, which is as follows. Now, I'm not going to go into a lot of, he had a lot of occult things there, and you could see the symbols on the floor and all this sort of stuff. But this one particular statement is the way this documentary ends. Quote, in the deepest cellar of the West Tower is Himmler's personal safe. Not even the castle's SS commandants had known of its existence. several days after the castle was first entered by the Allies, an American special unit blew open the safe and removed the piles of documents and valuables they found inside. The men and the documents then disappeared from history, end quote. And that's what I read last time, and we didn't really have time to go into the importance of that statement. But it was at the end of the war, and what you have to think about is, now, why would Himmler have a personal safe in this castle that not even the SS commandants knew about? And the larger question is, how did these American troops, and remember, it's a special unit. It's not just, well, here are some Americans who happen on this building and say, oh, look, a building. You know, wonder who it belonged to. There's this American special unit who did know where to find this safe, and this special unit then, and the documents, disappeared from history.
Well, you know, I think, Dennis, it's so important for people to understand that there was an occult movement within the Nazi party. The entire Nazi movement was built upon the occult and the writings of Helena Petrovna Blavatsky. But there were similar occult organizations working within our intelligence agencies, and I suspect within our military then, as they exist in our military now, tapping into the supernatural and, of course, trying to find that those hidden mysteries which have been known to the secret societies down through the ages. So I would suspect that this Special Forces unit you're describing, we don't think we have the special forces we have today, but this special unit you're describing probably had access to some of this secret information, and they wanted to know what the Nazis were up to. But they've always worked with the Nazis. It was the American CIA that helped many of the major Nazi war criminals, people like Martin Bormann and Adolf Eichmann and Klaus Barbie and Dr. Mengele, and somewhere between 10,000 and 30,000 or 40,000 of the worst of the Nazi war criminals escaped to South America, where they lived out their life at being protected by the CIA, which refused to tell the Jews where they were.
So the implication of my question that I just raised is, because I started this by saying, what if Himmler's underground Nazi movement is part of the Paralites' ultimate plan, is the logical answer could be, well, what if Himmler all along was a Paralite agent? What if this American special unit was also a Paralite agent? That would explain why Himmler wouldn't want the Nazi commandants to know what was in there, because it would reveal Himmler was a Paralite agent rather than a strictly loyal Nazi. And the American special unit and the documents would disappear from history, because they also wouldn't want the average person to know they or Himmler was a Paralite agent. So the implications of this seem to suggest, both from the Himmler Nazi side and this American special unit that disappeared with the document side, is that a common thread might be that the revelation on both sides that the Paralite was controlling the whole thing. Himmler, the American special unit, and so forth. They were actually knowledgeable and working together, and that's what they didn't want people to know. So now picking up where we left off, there's an article by Nick Evans. It's titled Nazi Angel of Death, Joseph Mengele, who you just mentioned, Dr. Stan, created Twin Town in Brazil. And that appeared in the London Telegraph, January 23 of this year. And in there he refers to a new book by Jorge Camarasa, and it's titled Mengele, the Angel of Death in South America. And in there he quotes Camarasa, Nick Evans does, as saying, quote, there is testimony that he, Mengele, attended women, followed their pregnancies, treated them with new types of drugs and preparations, that he talked of artificial insemination in human beings, and that he continued working with animals, proclaiming that he was capable of getting cows to produce male twins. And we'll, end quote, we'll pick up after the break.
All right, and we're going to be back here in just a few minutes. I remember when the article appeared in the New York Times, at least the midst of this story was told. So this is fairly well known. One town in Brazil where all these twins were born. way out of proportion to what you might expect, and, well, we'll be right back. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Hi, I'm John Swenson at Midas Resources. 800-686-2237, extension 128. And let's take in a brief mind movie. We're surrounded by jesters, members of the nation's largest clown club based in Washington, D.C. Fuzzy hair, baggy pants, big yellow shoes, and now offering financial assurances that all will be well. The stimulus package is working. A bailout is coming your way. And while we're flat broke, we're also told that we've stepped back away from the brink. Pardon me? Back to the real world. We know that we can rely on no one but ourselves to generate financial security. Protecting your assets is solely up to you. No one else is coming to the rescue. Please call me, John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, to discuss investing in precious metals, gold and silver, with a 6,000-year track record of success and security. I'm John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and together we'll create a package that really works for you.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul taste, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you one of the millions of sinus and allergy sufferers? Is your nose stuffed up? Do you experience sinus headaches, allergy symptoms, infections, or post-nasal drip? Does your treatment improve your body's disease-fighting function, or are you simply treating the symptoms? The Sinu Plus Elite Advanced Sinus Irrigation System effectively cleanses your sinuses and upper airways of all fungi, bacteria, and pathogens, and clears your sinuses gently and pleasantly. Recommended by leading physicians and healthcare professionals for sinus and allergy symptoms, the Sinu Pulse Elite Advanced Sinus Irrigation System is a natural, very gentle, and soothing drug-free device to relieve symptoms caused by sinus infections, allergies, and the common cold, including post-nasal drip, cough, congestion, sinus headaches, and irritated nasal passages. SinuPulse is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest this afternoon, Dr. Dennis Ketty, he was talking certainly about the Nazi movement. The Nazi movement, of course, was helped escape to South America by the Central Intelligence Agency, the MI6, British Intelligence, and a clique, a secret clique at the Vatican. And this is all up on the Internet. You can check it out. It's called the RAT Line, R-A-T Line. We even have a four-tape set on Operation Paperclip that talks about the rat line and the way the CIA helped the Nazis escape to South America, which really doesn't make any sense unless you understand that there are these other forces working behind the scenes, directing the course of world affairs. And that Dennis was talking about this one town in Brazil. Was it Brazil or Argentina where they had
Brazil.
In Brazil, I thought so. Where they had, of course, all of these twins, so many sets of twins. Did you pick up the story?
Yeah, a lot of them had gone to Argentina and Paraguay, but the Nazi hunters had caught up with Eichmann. And so Mengele said, well, you know, time's a wasting. I got to get out of this place before they get me. So that's when he skipped across the border into Brazil. There were several rat lines. The main one was to South America. There were others to the Middle East area where a lot of the Arab nations were very much allied with the Nazis. And then there's even some indication that the rat line, I mean, as opposed to Operation Paperclip, there were still some rat lines that led this way as well into the U.S. But in this case, you have this town, and Mengele is there, and he's talking about being capable of getting cows to produce male twins, because what he was doing there was portraying himself as a veterinarian who, on the side, you know, would do some other things for people. And a farmer, for example, according to Camarasa's account, recounted that Mengele, who had called himself there Rudolf Weiss, he wasn't going by Mengele, obviously, W-E-I-S-S Weiss, quote, said he could carry out artificial insemination of cows and humans, which we, this farmer said, thought was impossible, as in those days, or the early 1960s, it was just unheard of back then. And you had a former mayor of this town. The town is Candido Godoy, G-O-D-O-I, in Brazil. And the town doctor there, his name was Anuncia Flores da Silva. That's the town doctor recounted testimony that Mengele, quote, attended women who had varicose veins and gave them a potion which he carried in a bottle or tablets which he brought with him. And everyone remembers he used to take blood, end quote. Remember, the Nazis would talk about blood and land. Blood and, you know, those were the two elements that were very strong in their creed, the blood and the land, you know, the Aryan race, all this sort of stuff, end quote. Now, the town's first twins were born at that time in 1963. And in that town, one in five pregnancies since then had resulted in mostly blonde-haired, blue-eyed twins there. But as Dr. Stan was saying, typically in any given country, one set of twins in 80 pregnancies is usual. But in this town, it was one in five, and it happened at the time Mengele shows up. So my point here is the Nazis never did anything out of mere scientific curiosity. It's not like, you know, this was a hobby for Mengele. He's just, oh, I think I'll do this. They always had some sort of purpose to fulfill their ultimate objective. So ask yourself how the ability to create identical twins. I mean, there were twins, but he was really interested in identical twins as opposed to twins and triplets. Ask yourself how the ability to create identical twins via artificial insemination might be used in the fulfillment of the secret Nazi plan for today. And I've mentioned that was partially revealed, the secret Nazi plan, in Sumner Wells' book, The Time for Decision, published in 1944. Well, there was another book published more recently in 1991. It was called In Children of the Flames, Dr. Joseph Mengele and the Untold Story of the Twins of Auschwitz. That's in 1991. And the authors there, Lucette Matalon Lagnado, L-A-G-N-A-D-O, and the second author, Sheila Cohn Deckel, D-E-K-E-L, they wrote, quote, it is believed that Mengele was searching for ways to induce multiple births so as to repopulate the depleted German army, end quote. Now, that's what they speculate. But I say that would take too long, wouldn't it? I mean, to repopulate the German army, you know, what's it going to take? Kids have to grow up, you know, at least 15 years old before they've been through training and sent to the front lines and all that. So So I suspect it was more than that that he was up to. And his emphasis on identical twins, one would think, had more to do with the secret Nazi plan's provision for succession. Because remember, according to Sumner Wells, there would be in two generations the fulfillment of this plan. And so that immediately says, well, how do you get the second generation? Because a lot of these Nazis, of course, would be getting older and, you know, dying off and so on. And so this is a question of how would they develop individuals to succeed that first generation of Nazis who went underground under Himmler's plan. Now, Mengele was an SS officer, and he did not arrive in Auschwitz until May of 1943, which to me doesn't seem to be just coincidental, because that was the exact date that the Nazi underground movement began. And it was 6 months after SS Reichsfuhrer Himmler privately had told Nazi Party head Bormann they may have to capitulate militarily, but never must the Nazi Party capitulate. So this seems to be a crucial date. And so my suspicion is it wasn't just, you know, to get some soldiers to repopulate the army down the road, but actually had more to do with this secret Nazi plan. Now, while it's true that Mengele was trying, as the authors, Lagnado and Deckel say, it was true that he was trying to, quote, to produce an ideal race of Aryan men and women endowed with only the finest genetic traits who would rapidly multiply and rule the world, end quote. That's what Lagnado and Deckel say. It's also true that aspects of Mengele's research, as far as I'm concerned, had nothing to do with that. For example, the two authors wrote that Mengele, quote, also attempted to change the sex of some twins. What was the authors continue, they're asking the question here. What was the point of these ghoulish experiments, question mark? And then they say, the authors say, no one, neither the child victims nor the adult witnesses, ever really knew, end quote. And so in my way of thinking, while sex changes would be largely irrelevant to developing this Aryan race, the change of one male and one female twin to both males or both females would be relevant to the matter of succession in this secret Nazi plan if replacing one identical twin with his brother or her sister at a later date was part of the plan. That would make sense, and we can pick up after the break.
All right, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan, our guest, Dr. Dennis Cuddy. Fascinating information. We'll be back here in just a moment to explore the secret Nazi plan, because there was one. It had to do with the Omega Files, and we'll be back in just a moment here at Genesis to explore what really is going on today.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country, the economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of the counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
If we could all see the germs that we encounter each day, we might have a different outlook on how we view our surroundings. In the past, you may not have put too much thought into it, but with the current health risks in the world today, it's impossible to ignore it. There is a solution, and it's called Hazorid. Hazorid utilizes a fogging device that disinfects, sanitizes, and protects against influenza, viruses, bacteria, allergen, mold, and more. It's tough on germs, but not on children and pets. You'll receive the fogger, liquid concentrate, enough to make up to 32 gallons of germ-killing power, three respirators, goggles, protective suit, and heavy-duty gloves. Order right now at Hazorid.com, and you'll receive double the order of liquid concentrate. Or call 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323. Or visit Hazorid.com. That's H-A-Z-A-R-I-D. Protect, prepare. Get your Hazorid today.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Stand back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest, Dr. Dennis Cuddy, continuing his discussion of the secret Nazi plan. And there was a secret Nazi plan during the Second World War. It was carried on after the Second World War, and I believe it still exists today. But I also believe it is part of the overall occult plan, these people from the dark side working to enslave the world. Go right ahead, Dennis.
Right. I mean, that's the point of the series, that the Nazi movement was simply a subset of this power elite who brought Hitler to power and at the appropriate time removed him. Where I left off was explaining this this book by Lagnado and Dekel, and you know what they surmised happened, but there seemed to me to be some questions, and it fits more like sex changes and so forth. I mean, that doesn't bring about some Aryan race, but it would fit with this secret Nazi plan whereby you could create both male twins and both female twins if you changed sex, and that would fit into the plan if replacing one identical twin with his brother or her sister at a later date was part of the plan. Now, I want to hasten to be sure your listeners understand what I'm saying here. I don't know for sure, so it's not like Cuddy is saying this is what happened. But all I'm saying is a possibility would be along these lines, because how would it work? I'll just be very brief about this. I will not give the full explanation. Just you know, your listeners can think about this, and I'm not saying this is what happened. This is just how it could happen. You've got Nazis going underground. Obviously, they're you know going to get older. They will reach a certain level in insinuating themselves into banking systems, chambers of commerce, just like some Noel said. But then, if it's two generations, you know, how do they have succession? It's not like they can you know just go from say Switzerland to France and say, okay, anybody want to be a Nazi? You know, I mean, you can't do that. So what they would probably do is marry into an established family, a woman, let's say, a man marries a woman. Maybe they have children, you know, maybe they don't. But if they have natural children, the Nazi who's gone underground can't tell his normal French wife, hey, you want to raise a little Nazi with me? They don't do that sort of thing. So what could happen is, identical twins would be born. Mengele sends out this information to his various contacts around the world, those who've gone underground. Identical twins are artificially inseminated in regular Nazi men and women who've gone underground, usually in small towns, perhaps. One of the twins would be kept there, trained, you know, as a good little Nazi, very intelligent and, you know, all that sort of stuff. The other twin would be put up for adoption, where these people, these Nazis who insinuated and rose the ranks of the banking community, chambers of commerce, would, after they marry, you know, the average French woman or whatever, would say, hey, you know, I think we should adopt somebody. All right, so they adopt one, and it's from this particular location where the other identical twin has been taken. The time passes, you know, little Francois or whatever the child's name is, gets to a particular age, and he's just going off into business. Daddy, you know, the underground Nazi, is telling him everything. But unbeknownst to him and the wife, Daddy is also telling the other identical twin in the small town, at least his original parents, so that they can, you know, brief him on, you know, where the name of the little teddy bear he had when he was three, all this sort of stuff. And so at the appropriate time, one would be replaced with the other. You can speculate on how that would happen. But at the critical time, he's replaced and he's transferred to another town that separates him from the original French mother, his friends, all that sort of stuff. Plus, the replacement would happen, let's say, during a car accident. He always can claim, you know, gee, my memory is fuzzy, you know, if he runs into his mother and doesn't know something at some time. But the point is, I don't know that happened, but that is one way that succession could come about. Otherwise, it's very, very difficult to see how succession would work, because you can't go underground and then 25 years down the road say, well, you know, that guy over there looks like he may want to succeed me as a good Nazi. You know what I mean? So this is an explanation of how that might work and how it would fit into this compelling of Mengele to look at identical twins and produce them and, you know, get that technique perfected. And not just out of scientific curiosity, you know, I have nothing better to do than I'll think I'll do this. So anyway, now moving on, having done that, by 20 years after the time Mengele arrived at Auschwitz, it seems that his technique at that time in the 60s, of producing identical twins had been perfected. I mean, after all, you got one in five as opposed to the usual one in 80 become twins. And I mentioned that born in Candido Godoy, the first twins were 1963 and then the one in five after that. Now, if by 1963 Mengele had shared his technique, you know, okay, here I've got it perfected, and if he shares it with other Nazis who had gone underground in the Second World War, then those twins born in the early 60s, and then the Nazi secret plan today would be about 40 to 50 years old, and that would be about right. You know, they could be now succeeding as captains of industry, you know, leaders in the banking profession here, Canada, France, Denmark, wherever. And succeeding the original underground Nazis, quote, as men of large commercial and financial interest, end quote, and that comes from Sumner Wells' book. Which is what part of the secret Nazi plan was, and they would have, as Sumner Wells said, quote, controlling influence in labor unions, in the banking world, and chambers of commerce, and so on. So these individuals all over the world would be in strategically important positions, enabling them to fulfill today the secret Nazi. And remember, the Nazis, National Socialist. I know the Nazis were evil, horrible things, slaughtering lots of people, Christians and Jews, and so forth. But underlying this, and of primary concern to the power elite, is National Socialism. Remember, we talked, I've put in my books this 1911 cartoon, St. Louis Post-Dispatch by Robert Minor, where it's a scene at Wall Street, and you've got not only Rockefeller and J.P. Morgan and Andrew Carnegie there, you got Teddy Roosevelt as well. Remember, he's supposed to be the trust buster, you know, joke. He breaks them up so that they become a multi-headed hydra and more difficult, but they have interlocking directorates, right? So they're even more dangerous than they were originally. So he's there grinning, too. So that's important. It's not just these, you know, Rockefeller, Carnegie, Morgan. It's Teddy. Teddy's there with them, and they're all smiling, saying, delighted to Karl Marx. Karl standing there on the street corner, Wall Street, with a book under his arm, and the book doesn't say communism. It says socialism. So remember that the Paralese goal is national socialism. That's what the Nazi movement was all about economically. Yes, evil things, slaughtering people, right. But economically, the driving engine toward the world government to come is this national socialism. That's their part. Of course, the communists, element of it would be the international socialism, but it's all about socialism. In this case, you have to have national socialism before you have international socialism.
But don't you think there's a powerful spiritual force that energizes this whole movement? I mean, this is how it can go on from generation to generation and until people recognize the spiritual force behind this world socialist movement, the same spiritual forces that energized Adolf Hitler and Himmler. And certainly the Nazi movement, but the same parallel movement in America and Great Britain. And none of it makes sense unless we understand that.
Unless we understand that in an overall sense, ever since the Garden of Eden, and you either choose, you know, Satan, Lucifer, or God, and they operate in an occultic spiritual manner, and everything we do ultimately has some aspect of that to it, right. But what I'm saying by this emphasis on national socialism and international socialism is as a driving mechanism forward by these entities, yes, spiritual occultism for the religious spiritual aspect, which overarches everything, but in an overt sense, they don't say, okay, here's what we're doing, you know, everybody become an occultist. Yes, the occult element is driving it, but the way they're pushing it is economically to say we have to have these economic system which will be managed by the world socialist government.
Hold on, we'll be back in just a moment here at Genesis.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Well, Dr. Stan, and we're back here for the final session this afternoon with Dr. Dennis Cuddy. Dennis, you go right ahead.
Okay, so the socialist and the National Socialist movement system overtly under which people will operate was the plan carried on, and then you have the other international socialist system that's generally known as communism, but the key to all of this is socialism. As David Lee Preston, he's I think he's like city editor for the Philadelphia Daily News, he some time ago in 1997, January 5, in their Philadelphia Inquirer magazine, wrote an article titled Hitler's Swiss Connection. And in there, he's explaining how former Nazi Reichsminister of Finance, Hjalmar Schacht, quote, was quoted as saying National Socialism would conquer the world without having to wage another war, end quote. And that's important because a lot of times people see, you know, these conflicts in terms of some large war. But the way this was supposed to work, according to the secret plan, is, you know, here we are, we're fighting, we militarily get crushed, oh, everybody thinks we're gone, but secretly we've got this plan that will come to fruition two generations from now because it's a very quiet plan, an insidious plan, whereby we're insinuating our people all throughout the world into these key positions, and therefore there would be no need for another war, according to this plan. Now, Preston also related that the Swiss man who made investments for Schacht after the war, his name was François Genoud, G-E-N-O-U-D, wrote, this is Genoud, he wrote in the preface of a book called Hitler's Table Talk between 1941 and 44. That was a period where, you know, table talk, Hitler's talking about his ideas and so forth, subtitled his Private Conversations. Most of this stuff was Martin Bormann's account of Hitler's conversations that they had. And according to this book, as you know, in this preface of this book said that, quote, Hitler wanted the people of the Third World to carry on the work of the Thousand-Year Reich, end quote. Now, the importance of that is, and that's really a revelation, because what we have constantly heard is that this is long before the Nazis lose militarily, and most of the people of the Third World could scarcely be considered the blue-eyed blondes representative of Hitler's Aryan ideal. So this revelation shows the breadth of the Nazi plan, and that it included National Socialism even for the Third World. So yes, there is this research, this effort, this Aryan race, and we are great and all that. But remember, in my previous part of this, I talked about Goering early on, 1939, talking about no one country would be all that important, which was a strange thing for a Nazi to say, given their, you know, motto, Deutschland über alles. He was saying we'll speak in terms of continents. And so this particular part of this revelation says what they're pushing for is even includes the Third World, who are generally, you know, not blue-eyed blondes. And so early on, this whole effort was that National Socialism wouldn't just be limited to the, you know, Europeans or to the Germans. That this was going to be pursued globally, even to the Third World, and Hitler himself was saying he expected these people in the Third World to carry on this movement towards National Socialism. So my final paragraph, my column, I say, are we seeing any movement toward National Socialism and the use of eugenics in the U.S., for example? And these are important elements of the power elite's larger plan. Remember, the Nazis are simply a subset of that, because what they want, the power elite, is population control and a world socialist government. And so in that regard, I referenced the power elite agent, Sir Julian Huxley. He was a Fabian socialist, and he was strategically placed as the first director general of UNESCO. And he wrote a book shortly after he got that position titled UNESCO, Its Purpose and Its Philosophy. That was in 1948 that came out. And in there he wrote about, quote, the implications of the transfer of full sovereignty from separate nations to a world organization, political unification in some sort of world government will be required. So he's using that term, world government, and required. He goes on, even though it is quite true that any radical eugenic policy will be for many years politically and psychologically impossible, it will be important for UNESCO to see that the eugenic problem is examined with the greatest care, and that the public mind is informed of the issues at stake so that much that is now unthinkable may at least become thinkable, end quote.
And of course, today we are killing all the black population of Africa.
Right.
With the AIDS epidemic, they're lying to us about the incidence of the disease in South Africa, many of the countries, certainly Botswana. 40% of the adult population is HIV infected. They're going to die. We're not trying to stop the malaria epidemic. We've just recently totally outlawed DDT, which, 40 years ago, it almost totally stopped malaria. But they can't let the American people know America is moving rapidly towards a socialist nation. The United States government is going to end up with, 30 or 40, maybe 50% of General Motors ownership, 20% of Chrysler. We're moving towards control of the banks here. In fact, the government doesn't want them to pay back the TARP funds. They want to be able to control the banks and regulate everything that's going on. We're moving rapidly towards a fascist society. And not one American in 1,000 really understands what's going on. Dennis, fascinating presentation. Thank you so very much. We'll look forward to talking to you again next month.
Okay. Thanks for having me.
Bye. Bye-bye. Bye. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry is primarily listener-supported. And if you agree with our message that we're involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political and ideological battlefield, that there really are secret societies, there really are occult forces out there, we hope that many of you will want to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. If you want to understand what's going on from the financial point of view, you need to get our new DVD. It's called The Financial Armageddon. We have a four-tape set, a four-CD set that's really updated with a number of our key guests to explain to you what's really going on, called Financial Armageddon. We have a syllabus, Financial Armageddon. And believe me, Armageddon is not that far away. We have a talk we gave about three or four years ago, called the Financial Tsunami, explaining exactly what was going to happen. It's all come to pass. And certainly we hope that you will want to go ahead and get the Financial Tsunami talk, as well as the Financial Tsunami syllabus. So that's the Financial Armageddon talk and syllabus, Financial Tsunami talk and syllabus. We have so much information you're not going to be able to get elsewhere. The book, The Coming Battle, written in 1899, talking about how the banks were going to be conspiring to take away our freedom. A book written in 1935 on the money creators, going into the background of the Federal Reserve System. We have, of course, the book, The Creature from Jekyll Island by Ed Griffin. The Federal Reserve Conspiracy by Professor Sutton, and Fiat Money Inflation in France by Andrew Dickinson White. So I hope you can remember all of those things. If not, you can go up on our webpage. But again, it would be my talk on Financial Armageddon or the four-tape set, but you'll certainly want to get the syllabus on Financial Armageddon, because it has the famous speeches by Andrew Jackson. President Andrew Jackson was talking about the same battle we're engaged in today, only he had the charisma and the courage to stand up against what was going on. And today, why we have very, very few people who have the courage to stand against the bank, the central bank that controls our government. But Andrew Jackson did, and you need to read what he said in 1837 in his farewell address. Of course, we have the speeches by Congressman Louis McFadden, a speech he gave in 1932. They killed him in 1936. You can go up on Wikipedia, look up Congressman Louis McFadden. You'll find over two unsuccessful attempts on his life before he died in 1936. And then, of course, the speeches by Wright Patman. They got him on income tax evasion or some trumped-up charges. They'll go after anybody who tries to expose what they're doing. But you must understand, behind everything going on today are powerful financial forces, and behind them powerful spiritual forces. You need to get my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness, the Forbidden Secret, and the Financial Armageddon. Those three talks will give you more information than anything I know. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. If you haven't eaten your food supply, haven't got your Berkey water filters or your health products that you need, give us a call, and then please pray for America. Pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. We'll be back in just a moment for the next hour.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that...